From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Elections in Pakistan have been postponed for 6 weeks. The country's election commission made that announcement today, saying the vote will now be on the 18th of February. President Pervez Musharraf defended that decision in a nationwide television address. He also announced that experts from Britain's Scotland Yard are coming to Pakistan to help investigate the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Benazir Bhutto's supporters want an international inquiry into her assassination. Pakistan's government has so far resisted these demands. Now it's given some ground. President Pervez Musharraf today made a nationwide television address to calm a country still reeling in the aftermath of Bhutto's assassination. He said he'd asked Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown for help.
Scotland Yard ki ek team.
He'd asked for a team of experts from Scotland Yard to come to Pakistan to support the investigation into the killing of Bhutto. Scotland Yard later confirmed it was sending a small team of officers from the Metropolitan Police's Counter-Terrorism Command. Their task won't be easy. Political analyst Nassim Zira says the behaviour of the Pakistani authorities immediately after Bhutto's assassination has complicated matters.
They've removed all the evidence. You know, nothing was picked up from the scene of the assassination, so it makes the situation a little complex. But nevertheless, I think the government realises what a big crisis it is.
Musharraf said he hoped, by seeking assistance from the British, to remove suspicions surrounding the circumstances of Bhutto's death. These run very deep. Many Pakistanis don't believe Musharraf when he says the assassination was the work of a tribal militant leader called Bayatullah Mesud, who's allegedly linked to Al-Qaeda. Bhutto's supporters suspect she was killed by elements within Pakistan's government and or the intelligence agencies and believe the authorities are attempting a cover-up. Bhutto's husband, Asif Ali Zardari, was unimpressed by Musharraf's announcement.
Scotland Yard.
Why hadn't the British been called in earlier, he asked. Why wasn't Scotland Yard called in after Bhutto's convoy was attacked in October, on the day of her return to Pakistan? It seems the British are coming to help out the Pakistani authorities. Musharraf made no mention of them conducting an investigation of their own. But Zardari wants an independent inquiry along the lines of the UN investigation into the assassination of the Lebanese leader, Rafiq Hariri. There was another purpose behind Musharraf's speech today, and that was to explain why the elections have been delayed.
No election will be conducted free and fair. This is our motto. This is utility.
A few hours earlier, at a chaotic and bad-tempered news conference, Pakistan's Election Commission announced a new date. The commission said it was impossible to stick to the original date of the 8th of January. It said about a dozen election offices, including vital equipment, had been torched in the province of Sindh during riots in the first few days after Bhutto's death. It also said there were problems printing enough ballot papers in time. Several presses closed during the violence. And it wanted to wait until after the Islamic holy month of Muharram, which begins in a few days, and is often a tense period in Pakistan. These arguments failed to convince Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party. It wants the elections to be held on time, knowing it stands to do particularly well because of the likely sympathy vote. The other big opposition party, of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, was also publicly critical of the postponement. Syed Zafar Ali Shah is one of its senior members.
We have condemned this announcement by the Election Commission. This is just a favour to the Pakistan Muslim League Q, which is a so-called King's Party.
The King's Party is the ruling party behind Musharraf. Musharraf's critics say the elections are being put back because the party is facing the prospect of a heavy defeat at the hands of Bhutto's party. The government wants to buy some time, they say, to allow the wave of sympathy for Bhutto to wear off. The opposition parties are planning to participate in the elections, but they say the longer the wait, the greater the chance of further crises and further postponements. Shah says the delay is also deepening suspicions that the elections won't be free and fair.
The apprehension regarding the rigging of the election has increased.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.